by the information I received, we are on 1st Canto, 15th chapter, text 30. Are we in sync here? Is that what's on the board? Yeah? All right. And what we're going to do today is we're going to have a shorter Bhagavatam class, and then in the spirit of Prabhupada's festival, we'll say a few Prabhupada pastimes here in Los Angeles, because I was a new Bhakta. I'm still a new Bhakta, but I'm working on it. But I was here in L.A. Prabhupada was here for a long time, actually. He was at one point when we were with the Watsika Temple, the old temple. Prabhupada was working on Nectar of Devotion and Krishna book at the same time. And then he went away for a little bit, then he came back. So he was here for a number of months. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now another important point is, what time does class end? And tell me the truth. Don't say, oh, Swami, as long as you want to know. What's the time class, what does class usually end? 8:15. And what time is it now? Huh? 7:40, 8:50. All right, well, we'll do the best we can. Gita Bhagavata Jnanam Yat Tat Sangrama Murdani Kala Karma Tamo Rudam Punar Ajigamat Prabhu Gitam Bhagavata Jnanam Yat Tat Sangrama Murdani Kala Karma Tamo Rudam Punarajigamat Prabhu Gitam Bhagavata Jnanam Yat Tat Sangrama Murdani Kala Karma Tamo Rudam Punar Adigamat Prabhu Gitam Bhagavata Jnanam Yat Tat Sangrama Murdani Kala Karma Tamo Rudam Punar Adigamat Prabhu. Vaishnavis, Gitam Bhagavata Jnanam Yat Tat Sangrama Murdini Kala Karma Tamo Rudam Punarajigamat Prabhu
Gitam Bhagavata Gyanam Yatat Sangrama Murti Kala Karma Tamo Rudam Punaradigamat Prabhu Gitam instructed Bhagavata by the personality of Godhead. Jnanam, transcendental knowledge. Yat, which, tat, that, sangrama murdini, in the midst of battle. Kala karma, time and actions. Tamarudam, enwrapped by such darkness. Puna adyagamat, revive them again. Prabhu, the Lord of his senses. Translation. Because of the Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of his absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. But factually, this was not the case, and again he became Lord of his senses. Meaning Krishna, his senses, not capital H. He became the Lord of his own senses. Also, you say, because of the Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of his absence, Krishna's, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. But factually, this was not the case. And again he became Lord of his senses. Purport. A conditioned soul is enwrapped in the fruit of activities by force of eternal time. But the Supreme Lord, when he incarnates on the earth, is not influenced by Kala or the material conception of past, present, and future. The activities of the Lord are eternal, and they are manifest by his Atma Maya, or his internal potency. All pastimes and activities of the Lord are spiritual in nature, but to the layman they appear to be on the same level as material activities. It so appeared that Arjuna and the Lord were engaged in the battle of Kurukshetra, as the other party was also engaged. But factually, the Lord was executing his mission of incarnation and association with his eternal friend Arjuna. Therefore, such apparent material activities of Arjuna did not drive him away from his transcendental position, but on the contrary, revived his own consciousness of the song of the Lord as he sang them personally. This revival of consciousness is assured by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 18:65 as follows. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru mamivaishashi satyam te Pratijana priyosime. One should think of the Lord always. The mind should not forget him. One should become a devotee of the Lord and offer obeisances to him. One who lives in that fashion becomes undoubtedly endowed with the blessings of the Lord by achieving the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. There is nothing to doubt about this eternal truth. I'll say that again. There is nothing to doubt about this eternal truth. Because Arjuna was his confidential friend, the secret was disclosed to him. Arjuna had no desire to fight with his relatives, but he fought for the mission of the Lord. He was always engaged in executing the Lord's mission only, and therefore, after the Lord's departure, he remained in the same transcendental position, even though it appeared that he forgot all the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. One should therefore adjust the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord. And by doing this, one is sure to return back home, back to Godhead. That is the highest perfection of life. Om Aginati Madantasya Jnana Gena Salakaya Jakshusha Militam Gena Tazare Shri Gurave Namaha. So, devotees say sometimes, oh, I have to do the noon arati, or oh, I have to go on book distribution, or oh, I have to, you know, whatever. And it's not always easy, no doubt about it. But we don't have to do it. You can go home to your mother, or go home to your whatever it is, or so there's always some alternative. The fact of the matter is, and the instruction, when I first came to the old temple, you know, I was in the mode of ignorance, and Prabhupada had a sweet Bengali accent. I arrived late for the lecture, and I thought Prabhupada said, "We have so many donuts." I thought, fantastic. I love sweets. Look what it's done to me. I love sweets. And I thought, man, and I was trying to become a devotee. So, you know, the last thing I gave up were pastries. And frankly, I love donuts. But they have eggs in them. So I thought, well, that's, you know. And I said, wait a minute. I thought Prabhupada was announcing the menu that we have donuts. I said, great philosophy and donuts too. Sign me up, you know. But then as I listened a little bit more, I said, oh, Prabhupada said, do nots. We don't do, like yama and niyama. Any process has you do's and don'ts. So I said, oh, man, I was a little depressed to tell you the truth. But so many, and it's true, we have so many don't do this, we don't do that. And they feel like a burden. But as it's described here, by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, by following the instructions of our Shiksha and Diksha gurus, we again become the lord of the senses. Instead of being pulled by our, like probably it's like a bull is pulled by the nose. You know, a big, big, strong bull? You see it in India all the time. But they put that ring through the nose. Evidently, the septum, or that part of the nose of a bull, is very sensitive. You see a little boy, a little girl. Six, 7 years old, they're pulling that bowl all over the place. So the living entity is actually eternal spirit soul, free from the modes of nature. But because we succumb to it, we're pulled this way. And Prabhupada's being tossed like a football. And he means, soccer. Do you know that Prabhupada played soccer as a kid? I'm going to try to infuse this with some Prabhupada stories because of the Prabhupada festival. So, Prabhupada plays soccer. You know what position he played? You know why? Because he said he didn't have to run so much. Prabhupada was very efficient, you know? So being tossed like a football, being kicked this way and that, to become lord of the senses, to again get on top of the thing, who's in charge here? My senses, my body, my agitated mind? Wait a minute. And how do we get on top of it? The saving grace is the instructions of the spiritual master. May it never happen. Kids, you know, whatever. But if you fall in the bottom of a well, you can't get out on your own strength. What has to happen? Okay. That's necessary, but not sufficient. They have to you have to lower a rope or a ladder or something, okay. But what do you have to do? You got to grab the rope. You know, Balaji Devi told me that they were coming out of a Pandal program in South India. And some Indian man, it could have been anyone, but it was an Indian man, grabbed Prabhupada's feet, literally stopped Prabhupada and said, "Oh, Swamiji, Swamiji, save me, save me." Prabhupada said, "I can save you, but you must do the work." So that saving grace, that light at the end, they say the light at the end of the tunnel. You heard the saying? There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Usually that light at the end of the tunnel is the train coming at you. But the light at the end of the tunnel in this material world are the instructions of the spiritual master. That is the rope. That is the ladder. That is the way, as it's described here, again we become lord of the senses. Krishna says in the Gita. Well, I guess I was saying this because this theme of happiness. Because we can accept, we all want to become, Prabhupada would often do this. He would reduce things to the lowest common denominator. Therefore, that was universally applicable. Now, do we have anyone in this room who does not want to become happy? Any masochists want to out themselves here? You know?
No, everybody, even the little ant. Prabhupada said the little ant is looking for some sandesh. Where can I find some sandesh? The bird is in the morning chirping, where is worm, where is worm, where is worm? And the man is chirping, what? My father would read Wall Street Journal first thing when he got up in the morning. Where is money, where is money, where is money? But the principle is the same. So how you define happiness, that's another thing. We'll deal with that later on. But we can accept that a universal urge is that we all want to become happy. Okay, fine. Now, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what it's 266, everyone wants to become happy. All right, then what's the next logical question? Don't overthink it. How to become happy? And what does Krishna say? In Bhagavad, he says you have to have peace of mind. If you want to become happy, you have to have peace of mind. I mean, if your mind is agitated, you can be... I was in the hospital recently, and I met a man. He was one of the richest men in India. He's a Jain. And his wife was dying of cancer. There's nothing he could do about it. And, you know, we were talking, you know, I was... Oh, I could get some money for the Delhi Temple or something. No, but he was a nice man, so I was just talking to him. And he said, you know, I have all the money I want in the world. He said, I would give it all in a second if I could extend my wife's life for 10 years. He can't extend it one second. But what is the use? Your mind's disturbed. That doesn't... Okay, we want to become happy. Prabhupada said, when it was here in L.A., one devotee said, oh, but Prabhupada, they have so much opulence in the West. Prabhupada said, their opulence is glass and plastic. Then he said, they don't even have the opulence of one moment's peace of mind. I mean, we could spend hours on that. There's a guy who comes to the San Diego Temple, and he's part of Caltrans, and they clean up. He's got like 15 crews that he oversees, and they clean up the side of the road. There's a lot of trash. So he said, we have chuckers. I said, what's a chucker? He said, a chucker is somebody who gets so agitated on the phone, their girlfriend breaks up with them, the stock market, I don't know, whatever. They're so agitated, they throw their phone out the window. And it's not a one-time event. He said they get 10 or 15 a day from all these crews. They get some guy who calls up sheepishly, did you happen to find a phone on I-5 by exit such? Oh, yeah, we got it here. Come down and get it, you know. I mean, can you imagine how agitated their minds are? They say you get cancer from the microwave, you know, the vibes. I say you get it from all the anxiety of hearing it all the time in your head, you know. So where's the, I want to become happy. It's, you know, like kids, when you connect the dots and you get a picture. Okay, we all want to become happy. Nobody argues that. Well, you got to have peace if you want to become happy. Okay, then how to become peaceful? Krishna says in the Gita, he says you got to have... steady mind. You can't, but then Arjuna himself says that the mind is more difficult to control than the wind. So connect the dots. You want to become happy, you got to become peaceful. You want to become peaceful, you have a steady mind. What's the next logical question? Don't overthink it. How to have a steady mind? Just connect those dots, my friend. And what does Krishna say? You have to have transcendental intelligence. Dogs. I'm a vast storehouse of irrelevant pieces, but maybe I can put it to use. Dogs only look up about 45 degrees. You never see a dog saying, "Oh, hey, look at the stars." They only look this. You know, they have a range. It's the way their neck is constructed. Who knows? Whatever. So most people only look within a certain spectrum of reality. They never look up and say, hey, wait a minute. What did Sanatana Goswami ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Everybody calls me Pandit, and he was. Urdu, Parsi, Hindi, Sanskrit, profoundly learned. What did you say to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Everyone calls me Pandit, but I don't know who I am, and I don't know why I'm suffering. So many people, they just never look up. So you've got to have transcendental intelligence. What is prayas? what is Shreyas? You know, like they recycle and, you know, non-recycle, you sort your trash. Hey, Sat and Asat, we've got to sort our life. What is lasting? What is of real? What is Preyas and what is Shreyas? What is of real eternal benefit? Chanakya Pandit says, and Prabhupada quoted Chanakya Pandit, you should never give up the permanent for the temporary. Okay, now think about this. Should never give up the permanent for the temporary. Why? You will lose both. The temporary you're going to lose. Why give up a permanent for a temporary? You're going to lose both. The permanent is a permanent asset. Prabhupada was, this is in Detroit, but, you know, it was a darshan. There was an Indian man there. Obviously, his wife had dragged him. And, woman is better half in many ways. So the wife dragged him. And the guy kept looking at his watch. You know, Prabhupada finally asked him, what is so important? And the man said, oh, I have a very important appointment. I can't miss it. I have a very important appointment. I can't miss it. Prabhupada said, you only have one appointment, and you will not miss it. Anybody know what that appointment is? Death, you know. You can say to death, no, Thursday doesn't work for me, no, not. How about never? Does never, no. So, we have to have there is a higher dimension, there is a higher reality, there is a higher truth. I am not this body. So and I'm not the mind. It's easy on one hand to understand you're not the body, but not to understand the mind? Ooh, that is a real tough one. I mean, we got more stories, but we don't have time. And even more difficult is that I'm not the false ego. Pride, oh man, nothing hurts like wounded pride. So not easy. But if one's fixed, well, I don't want to get off track. And to have transcendental intelligence, you have to be connected with the Supreme. That's Krishna's verse in Bhagavad Gita. You have to be getting... Prabhupada said, you think you're sitting on the floor. I am sitting in the hand of Krishna. Prabhupada saw the... what is that? We were dry in Detroit. He was going to his morning walk. It's Allstate Insurance or Farmers or whatever it is, and it's got the hand... Yeah, it's an old, I don't know if you still see it. It used to be their logo. Huh? Yeah, and it's got the house and the wife and the faithful dog Fido. You know, it's got the two kids. It's, you know, the nuclear family. Nuclear means it's about to explode, but that's another thing. So, and it says, you're in good hands with Allstate. Prabhupada said, Yokesh mam vahami aham. You know, Krishna preserves what you have. He carries what you lack. So one who is connected with the Supreme, one becomes fearless. We're not foolish. They asked Prabhupada one time, Prabhupada, if a devotee is completely surrendered to Krishna, why does he wear a seatbelt? Why do we wear seatbelts? Prabhupada said, devotees are fearless, but we're not fools. You know, that came out so much tonight, how Prabhupada was practical and do the needful and, you know, always remember, Rupa Goswami, you can cut it all down. You can have, 16-30 seconds. Okay, you can reduce that to 4/8. 4/8, you can reduce to 2/4. 2/4, you reduce to 1/2. It's the lowest common denominator. What's the lowest common denominator of all the instructions according to Rupa Goswami? Always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. Everything is subordinate to that or flows from that, you know. So... and how are we connected to the Supreme? Through the instructions. There's, not to go esoteric, because I'll make it a little more down to earth. But the highest ecstasy of the gopis is what? Vipralambra. Which is what? Remembering Krishna, ecstasy and separation. Prabhupada used to say, there is Vani and Vapu. What is Vapu? It's the physical form. What is Vani? The words.
And how are you close to the spiritual master? By being right next to him? By following his instructions. That is how you get close to the spiritual master and how you get close to Krishna. And that is the rope that gets us out of this well. We have to grab onto it. I wanted to read one section. This is from Queen Vidarbi after her husband has left and she's all alone. And it's just that's a great section of purports. But because of time, I just want to read one section. So this is 4:28-48. And Prabhupada says, a devoted disciple of the spiritual master would rather die with the spiritual master than fail to execute the spiritual master's mission. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes down upon this earth to reestablish the principles of religion, so his representative, the spiritual master, also comes to reestablish religious principles. It is the duty of the disciples to take charge of the mission of the spiritual master and execute it properly. Otherwise, the disciple should die along with the spiritual master. That's a pretty heavy thing. What am I doing living? I should have died a long time ago. No, Prabhupada clarifies. In other words, to execute the will of the spiritual master, the disciple should be prepared to lay down his life and abandon all personal considerations. That is how you get the mercy of the spiritual master. That's what sannyasis, Prabhupada says there's only one sound that a sannyasi cannot tolerate. And it's not a crying baby, although that's close. Do you know? Prabhupada said, it's a fantastic line by Prabhupada. They cannot stand the sound of the conditioned souls being crushed by Maya. That calling cry of the conditioned souls. They can't. Vaisheshika Prabhu told me, and he's going to send me the quote from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that anybody here has done door-to-door sankirtan. You know, you visit Cro-Magnon man in his cave. You know, you open the door. You slide all the locks off. And first thing that hits you is the nasty smells. And they got the TV or the computer blathering all kinds of nonsense. Somebody's yammering at them. It smells like cigarette. You think, oh my God, you know. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that even though they're in that condition, they're looking out the window. They're looking out the door, and they're thinking, when will Lord Chaitanya's devotees come and save me? So they're out there. They're being crushed. In San Diego, I think I've mentioned before, but it'll serve the purpose. San Diego downtown used to be full of drunks. It was really a Navy town. It was a seedy, you know, tattoo shops, massage parlors, which are brothels in disguise, and just, you can imagine, just it was a real seedy place. Seamy and seedy and degraded. They called in the best, so then they completely remodeled the thing. Spent $300 million and renovated downtown. Made it a shopping destination. People were wanted, you know, all the movers and shakers who come and spend money. First class. You know, bones and feathers and noxious things. But anyway, you know, in their world, first, you know, they had a real problem. Because people are sitting in the restaurants. They've got, you know, their $200 a plate dinner. Finish it off with a nasty cigar. They're trying to impress their business partners or their girlfriend or their wife. And they had homeless people pressing their noses on the window. It bummed the whole, you know, broke the buzz, you know, broke this, you know. What to do? Called in a blue ribbon panel. What to do? Because they couldn't just throw them off. They like a balloon. You squeeze down one end, it comes up there. Squeeze, you know. The homeless, they were going to be there. You can move them off one street. They come in. What do you do? Blue ribbon panel. City planning. 6 month study. You know what their conclusion was? Put up curtains. Just put up curtains. You don't see them. But we're Vaishnavas. You can't just... How can we live? They're crying for the mercy of the... They're waiting Prabhupada said there's Brahmins on every corner. Just go pick them up. I can give you, I don't have time, but they're in the Arabic countries, they're in Islamic countries. Just by going in Turkey online, Shivaram Swami, a set of short, you know, video, short, 10, 15 minutes. Never met these people. He went there in person. It's a Muslim country. It's a strict Muslim country. Over 150 people were at the program. They bought all the books the devotees had. They bought all the sets of japa. He was there. The program started at 7:30. At 12 o'clock, he said, I have to go. They're everywhere. They're simply waiting for the Vaishnavas to come and pick them up. So, are we over time? I think we are, but... I guess I'll just say one more thing. Thanks for the help. No, I appreciate it. Actually, I do appreciate it. I'm just kind of thinking, what do I want to say? All right, let me just... And I'm not going Ritvik. Don't, you know, report me to the sannyas ministry or something like that, you know. But is this only for the Prabhupada disciples? What is that? You know? I'm not a disciple of Prabhupada. I don't. If we want to know, you need the spiritual master, the living, physical, spiritual master in front of you to clarify. The object is there. I'm here. But if I don't wear my glasses, I don't have, you know, okay, now I know who you are. But the spiritual master, the living spiritual master who gives diksha, serves that purpose of clarifying the message. Nayana Baram, and I say it with affection, Nayana Baram was a little eccentric. Anyone who knows him, there's no doubt about it. He decided to offer to Prabhupada one day, and not to Prabhupada, to the deities, instead of a flower, one of those firework sparklers, you know, I mean, oh, you could see it on one hand. It's kind of, you know, enlivening or whatever. The word went back. You can sure the word. Like Shruti Kirti would go, Prabhupada, you know, they're doing it. So I don't know who reported it. But Prabhupada said, no, it should smell nice. You know, you think about it, it has that gunpowder smoke. You may light your dhoti on fire. That's another issue. But, you know, so you need somebody to say, no, don't go mental. Just, you know, here's how you do it. You have to have that. Otherwise, you're completely lost on the mental platform. At the same time, as many things are in Krishna consciousness, we're always looking for a binary world, black or white, right or wrong. And the truth is the chinta beta beta tattva, which is a sign of intelligence. So many things are simultaneously one and different. Brahmananda told me. He was at our restaurant. And, you know, Brahmananda's hefty size. So Brahmananda, I forget the details, but there was a college rush. We were running low on desserts at the restaurant. I took one look at Brahmananda. I said, we're going to have trouble here. So I wanted to make sure enough were left. So I brought them to his plate and I said, where he was sitting. And I said, Brahmananda Prabhu, I said, would you like apple pie or carob cake? And he looked at him and he said, whenever I ask Prabhupada, should I do this or should I do that? He said, do both. And he took both plates and it was gone, you know. But many things are simultaneously one and different. It's not always black and white. So if we want to know Chaitanya Charitamrita, if we want to know, I blew it. If we want to know, this is like an open book test now. If we want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where do we go? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Well, wait a minute. Who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita? Was Krishnadas Kaviraj a direct associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No, he heard everything from Raghunath Das Goswami. So he's not a direct disciple. And yet we learn everything from about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is not that Prabhupada is locked up in a little box only for his disciples. You need a Diksha Guru to guide you and direct you and snap you out of Maya and all that stuff. But Prabhupada said about the, I think it was at that big marathon, and Prabhupada wrote that, you know, that my spiritual master is even more pleased, that the grandfather is even more merciful than the father. Maybe Ramaswamy may know the text. But the point is that the grandfather, Prabhupada said, is even more merciful than the father. So Prabhupada is open to everyone. Within the right process of disciplic succession, don't go mental on me. But the same way, the instructions of Srila Prabhupada are the lifeline that save us all. It's what makes us the Lord of our senses and will make us happy. Real happy, genuine, permanent, ever-increasing happiness, which is what we all want. So we can end there. I did say I'd tell a few Prabhupada stories, so we're going to go over time. Tolerate me. You're a merciful audience. I came to the L.A. temple as a guest. Well, I'll just tell a few. So I came here. I was still a guest. I'm still a guest. You kindly haven't thrown me out yet. And it was the temple room used to be over here. And there was, the ladies were sitting on one side, the men on the other side, and Prabhupada's Vyasa-san was at the end. I didn't know anything. I had Bhagavad Gita, and I was coming. But I had my own concepts about spiritual life. So, Prabhupada spoke, and then he asked for questions. And all of a sudden, this big guy got up, homeless guy, all disheveled, all of his clothes, that nasty green color, matted hair. I mean, this guy was not, you know, Prabhupada said, not quite in order. This guy was not at all in order. And he got up, and he was, you couldn't understand, but he was lumbering towards Prabhupada, obviously in an aggressive fashion. And he got close. He got as close as the Vyasa is to me and you, away. Close. He was almost in lunging distance. And Prabhupada went, stop. Just like that. You could feel the force. Everyone's... And then Prabhupada pointed to Brahmananda, who was sitting. Everyone was stunned. Nobody had time to move. And he pointed to Brahmananda. Big Brahmananda. And Prabhupada said, do you see this man? It was just like the cartoons. Everybody whoosh, looked at Brahmananda, looked back at the guy. Then Prabhupada said, if I tell him to, he will kill you. And the guy sat right down, and Prabhupada went right on like nothing had happened, you know? I was so impressed, because my idea is, oh, shanti, shanti, and om, you know? And here was Prabhupada, dealt with it so perfectly, so smoothly, because to drag this big guy out would have been a big scene, you know? Who knows what would have happened? Prabhupada just dealt with it. So that was one thing. Where Prabhupada's garden is, well, above Prabhupada's garden was the, used to be the Brahmachari Ashram. And we literally had tape on the floor like parking spots. I mean, you know, we were packed in there. And in the late afternoon, Prabhupada would often, almost always, go out and sit in his garden. And they'd read Krishna book, or he'd have some guest asking questions. And he would always give some commentary. He would speak, and especially if it was a guest, it was just great, you know. So we all, the brahmacharis, we'd go up to that window, and we would lean out the windows. Because if you leaned out, you could hear, you know. And, you know, you'd have one brahmachari holding the other brahmachari by the back. You'd have a chain of brahmacharis hanging out. We must have looked like a gang of monkeys, you know. So we were all hanging out there, you know, because we were eager to hear. Not Karandar. Keshava came to us. He was the temple commander. I can never repay him. He was a former Hell's Angel Marine. And let me tell you, man. You did what Keshava said. He was not somebody you argued with. It was good training, you know. It's a brahmachari. It's good training. So, you know, we're all hanging out the windows looking like a barrel of monkeys. And so
Keshava said, you know, come on, Prabhupada's meeting with the, you know, the county supervisor and the head of the religions department at UCLA and USC, and you guys are hanging out like a bunch of monkeys, you know, and, you know, it doesn't make a good impression. You got to stop. So we thought, oh, no, he's probably right, and we don't want to embarrass Prabhupada. We were, you know, disappointed, but so we didn't do it. The very next day, no brahmacharis in the window. We, you know, we're all. Prabhupada sat down, looked up at the empty windows, said to Keshava, "Where are the brahmacharis?" We were enthusiastic to hear. Prabhupada liked it, you know. Then there was another time. It was a fantastic setup. On the morning walk, and we'll end here. There's so many. But on the morning walk, Prabhupada had been talking with Swarup Damodar Swami. You know, at that time he was finishing his PhD at UCI, something like that, and maybe he'd just graduated. I'm not sure. But he was young. You know, we were all young. So, and Prabhupada had set him up that what do you call someone who teaches but doesn't actually know the essence of the thing? And Prabhupada said, he's not a teacher. He's a cheater. And Prabhupada drummed it in a couple of times on the morning walk. That afternoon, Prabhupada's meeting with all these scholars. Maybe even, what's his name, our old friend. Professor Judah might have, I don't know, but the head of UCLA, the head of USC. I mean, these are good schools, you know, from Pepperdine, St. Moiré's, Loyola, I think it's called. These were smart people, you know, and they were all in the religions field. And then, you know, Prabhupada asked them, you know, right off the bat. Prabhupada, I was sitting in the room. Prabhupada said one time, touch your nose. Young man, touch your nose. Touch your nose. No. Prabhupada said, you have to go. No, Prabhupada said, it's simple. Always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. Follow the instructions of the spiritual man. You know, chant 16 rounds a day. But we make everything so complicated, you know. He doesn't like me. He said this. Forget it. It hasn't done you any good for 50 years. I want, I need, I think. Why do it again? Isn't that a definition of insanity to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result? I mean, come on. So anyway, just to finish with this. So Prabhupada asked them, what is the meaning of religion? You would think that's a reasonable question to ask teachers of religion, right? Oh, they went all over the map. Oh, we don't know. It's not the goal. It's the quest. You know, that's why we've come to hear from you. I mean, they were all over the place. Prabhupada turns to Swarup Damodar, who he primed that morning, and say, what do we call someone who teaches but doesn't know? You know, enthusiastic Swarup Damodar, oh, he's a cheater. He's a cheater, Prabhupada. He's a cheater. You know, and then Prabhupada, which he would often do, placed himself in the neutral position and said, oh, my disciple says you're a cheater. How do you answer? And in this way, Prabhupada just smashed them. But they took it, you know, because Prabhupada set it up in just the right way. And it was so, anyway, I guess we'll end there. But I'll tell one last story and then we'll end. Because it has a theme. Prabhupada was in Calcutta, and there was a man who came to see Prabhupada. His name was, it slips my mind. It'll come to me in a minute. He was a big publisher of local language newspapers like Bengali and Gujarati, all over India. He had a bunch of local newspapers. Tarun Kanti Ghosh was his name. So Tarun Kanti Ghosh had been to see a so-called yogi. Now we know there's so many cheaters, so many bogus, but let's actually give this guy credit. You know, nothing up his sleeve, he's just wearing a gamsha, whatever. Let's say the guy was bona fide. Probably he wasn't, but let's just give him that credit. And what he had done
in front of Tarun Kanti Ghosh, zoop, made a first-class German apple. And the man, Tarun Kanti Ghosh, could not get this out of his head. He said, there was nothing, and he made an apple, and he was all by himself, and he made an apple, and it was a real apple. We all had slices of the apple, 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 apple. And it was like it was a big deal. You know, on one hand, you know, it's Vajrayana Swami floats this water bottle. Oh, maybe he's Bhagavan, you know. So people are easily impressed by tricks in the age of Kali. So, and Prabhupada tried to get through to the guy. He couldn't. Prabhupada was not one to self-promote. But as a teacher, when it was necessary, Prabhupada would make the point. So Prabhupada said, I came to America, I had nothing. I had 40 rupees, which no bank would accept. I had a pair of kartals. I sat down in Tompkins Square Park or Washington Square Park. I forget which one it actually is. So they say. I sat down in the park and I chanted. You know who one of the first officialdoms of American government was who met Prabhupada with an American New Yorker's greeting? It was a policeman. Hey, buddy. Get off the grass. So Prabhupada's sitting on the hot cement with the paracartals. Prabhupada said, from that chanting, so many devotees came. And from the devotees, so many books. Prabhupada, so many deities. So many festivals. So many temples. And Prabhupada said, and in every temple there are so many apples. Apple chutney, apple samosa, apple halva, you know? So this guy makes one apple and But Prabhupada, I mean, if you just stop, all the odds against him. The health, the foreign culture. He was an old man. The culture was, if they were over 30, they were fossils. You didn't listen to anybody over 30. But even a t-shirt, like if you're over 30, don't listen, you know, whatever. You know? All the odds. Dogs run free, so why can't we? And Prabhupada says, no, four regular principles. I mean, all the odds were against him. Prabhupada said his success was two things. He had unalterable, implacable faith in the power of the holy name to purify. And he had implacable, audacious, by audacious, I mean against all odds, bold faith in the order of his spiritual master. Faith in the spiritual master and faith in the holy name. And Prabhupada moved mountains. So not only for ourselves, if we just follow the instructions of Prabhupada, we'll become happy and the whole world will become happy. And that is our job. Prabhupada said, I cannot think small. We are not meant for small things. Okay, we get in there. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. New Dwarka Dham Ki Jai. Hey, read the. I don't have my glasses on. How late are we? It's 8:27.
No, it's 9:32.
Oh, well.
It's not too late. A lot of speakers going to 5:30.
Okay.
It's like flexible.
All right, now. Get me across the street.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for speaking.
Thank you for your blissful kirtan. I was enlivened because of your kirtan. Man, you are. And it's not artificial. You are relishing the holy name, and you're relishing distributing the holy name, and it comes out. It's fantastic. It's great. So we were a combo. You got me going. You lit the fuse. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So 10 o'clock, we have a...
It's only because I was fired up from the cooking class. I tell you, man, I was thinking about it all night long.